But luckily, hopefully, internal controls is not completely new for any of you. So we are really going to take this opportunity to try to bring perspective. And again, the one size doesn't really fit all. Internal controls is a blanket statement, but we both come with varied experiences in different size organizations. So we had a great introduction. I do love that we're at UT, and we did somehow have our alma maters listed first. But we are both proud graduates of our respective universities. I am a licensed CPA and have been on the auditing side of the house for my 15 years in the profession. So I have always been the question asker and the one who gets to come in and layer a job on top of yours. I know, right? I'm getting eyes like, oh, she's the auditor. So but I do like to have some fun. I do think we can have some fun within auditing, I promise. So my perspective, though, is I do my profession, my professional career, I started in a small firm in Lubbock. Worked there for a year, moved back home, and then went to a national firm at Deloitte & Touche here in Austin, was there for 8 years, and then have been with Maxwell Lock & Ritter, which is the largest locally owned firm here in town. I do manage our nonprofit practice, which is about 70-some-odd clients here in Central Texas. Again, that range from what we would call small to large, right? And again, you can define that however you might define it. You can define it by headcount, or you can define it by dollars on your balance sheet. But again, I feel like I'm bringing to the table what I have seen as far as internal controls with both of those size organizations. So, Paula?
Thanks, Dina. Norman went through the introduction, and I will kind of tell you why I'm here and part of the presentation. My healthcare experience is very large. The last two organizations were billion-dollar revenue organizations.